Playhouse in the Morning with Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.
John Legend with All of Me, Playhouse in the Morning, Y94, the number one hit music station, Zero, Rat and Maggie. So here on the first shot at Y94's Pick Your Purse, which you can register for at Y94.com, we have Leah Johnson on the clock. She has about, I'd say about 4 minutes to call 237-HITS, that's 701-237-4487, and pick her purse. Select what handbag she would like to have, or otherwise we're just going to keep it for you. Oh well. No? No blinking there? We'll give her about 4 minutes yet. If you know Leah Johnson, what town is she from?
She's from Fargo.
If you know Leah Johnson of Fargo, text her, call her, Facebook her, tweet her, wake her butt up, and let her know she needs to call Y94. She has about 3-4 minutes. Otherwise, she's going to just know her name was called and she didn't get a purse. And that would just ruin my day. So as we wait to see if she gets through here, the next 3-4 minutes, we will enter into a Playhouse vent line, which I think it's a great day for the vent line, because who isn't going to be a little bit cranky when the snow and sleet does start to fall? That blizzard warning goes until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, and once this afternoon hits, oh, it's going to be just delicious outside. Snow and sleet, maybe 3 to 7 inches, so I imagine this is a good day for the vent line. You're probably cranky. Rat, kick it off.
Mine was dealing with, and I don't know if other neighborhoods have been dealing with this, there's been an extreme amount of people coming to my door to tell me about their church and their church services. But this weekend, I was leaving my house. I had gone out to my car. I was in my driveway, and I saw the people at the house next door, at the door. They were leaving. They came up my driveway and stood behind my car and just stood there. And one of them stood behind my car and the other came up to my window and stood there at my window. And then I had to get out of my car so they could then tell me about their church and the death of Jesus Christ and how I should come to their church service.
Okay, so it was just a little too intense for you.
Yes, like I get, coming to my door, fine, whatever. If you see me in my car backing out, do not stand behind my car and block exit from my driveway.
Not
please.
I hear you. Your vent today, huh?
My complaint is old people. I love old people to death and they deserve a lot of respect, but get them off the road. If they cannot pass a driving test every year, they should not be allowed to drive. If you cannot do the speed limit, you should not be allowed to drive. If you can't see above the steering wheel, you should not be allowed to drive. Get some of these old people off the road before they kill people.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
There we go. I would say there's a lot of bad drivers of all ages.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Rat some of those text events.
Let's see. Somebody is saying, anytime someone is telling me a really gross story while I'm eating, stop it. When my wife gets mad at me but won't tell me what I did wrong. Somebody says, anytime someone says, oh my God, you won't believe, and then decides they can't tell you. Chances are, I didn't care anyway, but now I really want to hear what it's about.
Your vents in the Playhouse vent line on what is going to be a snowy day, 237-HITS, you can text 35270, and in Pick Your Purse for you, Leah Johnson, I will give you this next song. You have this song to call us and pick your purse. If you don't, I'm sorry, Maggie gets to keep it.
Yay!
The Playhouse in the Morning. So wake me up. Yeah. We wake up.
Wake up.
Let me live that fantasy. Y94, the number one hit music station of Fargo Moorhead that plays all the hits. I don't suppose this is Leah Johnson.
It is.
Hey, guess what? You called in time. You get to pick a purse.
So, Leah, have you seen the purse boutique?
I kind of have a little, yeah.
Okay, so you have one in mind?
I want one of the black ones.
Okay.
Hold on one sec. I think I have it up still.
Shopping.
I want the number 10.
Number 10? That's a black coach.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
The nice thing, Leah, about a black coach, it will go with all your outfits.
Right?
All your outfits. Well, here's something pretty cool. You were the very first person this year to pick their purse.
Yeah!
First dibs for you, sister.
Thank you.
Leah, can you tell me what Fargo-Moorhead radio station is just handing out the handbags?
Y94.
So, day one, shot one, when there is a blizzard warning in effect, we got to toss out a handbag right away. Leah just picked her purse. Now, if you are checking out that purse boutique and you're staring at what ones you want, do know that number 10, the coach, is gone. But more opportunities later on today. You register at Y94.com, and we call off names at 710, 1210, 310, and 510. Four opportunities every single weekday to pick your purse. But what's a purse without money? We're also going to fill it with some cash. The Payhouse at 8:15 this morning. Lots of winning going on Y94 right now. Get registered for Pick Your Purse. It's day one. Just tossed out a handbag. Y94.com. In the middle of the Playhouse vent line right now at 237 hits. You can text 35270. What ones are we seeing there?
We've got my husband cuts his toenails and leaves the clippings on the floor for me to step on. Also, people who can't figure out how to merge. When you buy a DVD and it takes you longer to get the wrapping off than it does to watch the actual movie.
You want to vent, 237 hits. You can text 35270. I'm guessing there's plenty of cranky people out there today with this weather we're going to get later. And Neon Tree Sleeping with a Friend is next.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Most comfortable place on earth.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
It's like crawling back into your mother.
Is that something people want to do?
Oh my God!
Y94.
7:30 in the morning, 35 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Y94, the number one hit music station. Supposedly, that's, you know, now that I look at the computer, I'm starting to think that that's horribly wrong. I don't think that's right. I'm pretty sure we have something wrong on our screen. But I do know it's 7:30 in the morning. So today in Fargo-Moorhead, we do have that blizzard warning in effect until 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. That is right.
It's still really nice.
Weather.com.
Look at that. Well, it is going to get colder as the day goes on, and that snow and sleet will happen probably this afternoon. If you were surprised not to see it this morning, you're not the only one. I think all of us looked outside and went, oh, where's the snowpocalypse? Though it is starting to look gradually more winter-like every time I look out the window. It will get worse this afternoon, 3 to 7 inches by evening of not just snow, but sleet as well. And that'll go on all night, too. So really, we have the potential of it just to get progressively worse all day long.
Mm-hmm.
What better day to do a vent line?
Right?
Doing that vent line, you complain about whatever. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Or that Playhouse Facebook page works as well. Maggie, some of those if you could.
Let's see. A lot about the weather. Both MSUM and NDSU are closed today, but Concordia refuses to cancel classes. That they closed all Fargo School and daycare, even though the storm isn't supposed to hit until this afternoon. Waking up super early because somebody is supposed to come visit, then doesn't show up or even let you know. And that the school districts called off school last night and it's not even snowing yet. When I was younger, we had to wait until it started snowing to get let out early or not even have school. Kids need to toughen up these days.
I was certainly surprised when I woke up because I actually woke up a little early because I'm like, well, I'm going to have to go out there and I'm going to have to shovel before I go. I look outside, I'm like, oh, oh.
Mm-hmm.
But for all of us that woke up and were being really like judgmental of the non-snow, I think that, don't worry, I think you're going to get your crappy weather. You just wait a few hours. You're going to get your crappy weather. Don't worry. Don't be disappointed just yet. Your vent today.
You know, I hate that when you're going to buy things at everywhere you go lately, it seems they want you to donate money, ask you for your phone number, ask you for your email address. All I want to do is buy this $20 item and go home.
Well, and how bad do you feel when you're at the grocery store or whatever the case might be, and they're like, do you want to donate just a dollar to these sick children? You feel on the spot, people are listening.
You know, that's okay, because I go to the same grocery store like 2 times a day, so I'm okay with saying no. I've already done it several times. I'm good, thanks. Just let me buy my $2 beef jerky and go back to work.
Well, and you almost want to point out, like, I already donated earlier.
Right, and then, of course, it seems like the excuse that everybody uses, but it's like, come on, people, stop asking so many questions and let people just buy their stuff.
All right, there we go. We appreciate you calling in this morning to the Playhouse Vent Line. Some of those texted ones at 35270, Ratman.
We are seeing people who kick the back of my seat at the movies. Hate it. When you're supposed to meet someone and they finally text me 15 minutes late that they can't make it. You couldn't tell me that before I got there. When people ask questions throughout the whole movie, just watch it and chances are you will figure it out. My husband's attempts to help with the laundry, which end with my clothes being shrunk small enough to fit a baby. Grrr.
Well, yeah, that would be a problem.
Been there.
Yeah. Oh, I've been yelled at a time or two. Mm-hmm. But also, I've shrunk my own clothes, and then you feel real bad. I've lost many a pair of jeans. Or at least I like to say that's why they're getting smaller. I don't know if that's why.
I just keep wearing them. Check out my baby tee.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There's a point, though, when you can't even, like, buckle them anymore. Like, you can't button your pants. That's, like, a sad day. And you're like, I don't know if I shrunk these or did I not need that donut?
No, you always shrunk them.
Yeah, I always shrunk them. Your vent today.
I just do not understand why people feel the need to press the handicap button instead of opening the door with their hands. It takes like one calorie of energy. Use your hands.
You know, I'm an offender. It's just laziness for me, though. I don't know why for everybody else. I'm just lazy.
I've done it if my hands are full or something. You can't pull to open the door, so you use the button, but that's about it.
It's the germaphobe in me, really. It's laziness and it's the germaphobe. Like, the button, I can just hit that with my butt. I just give that the little thigh.
Little hip check?
Yeah. I just smack that with the right cheek and the door opens. Then I don't have to touch the handle that all the, I just assume everybody I don't know is diseased. I don't want to. I'm scared.
The worst is I had this at the grocery store when the automatic doors don't open and you face plant into the door.
You ever notice, and you think you've never used a door before, but if the automatic door doesn't open, you just stand, you're like,
what
you don't
do?
Know what to do. How do I don't know how to walk inside. What do I do? And then 10 minutes later, somebody walks up and just like pushes the door. I'm in. Oh. It's fine. Oh, that's how doors work.
I thought they were closed.
Your vents at 237 hits. You can text 35270 as well.
Gotta get up. The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Let's
go! Y94.
7:40 in the morning, and it is 35 degrees outside in Fargo Moorhead. Blizzard warning till 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Y94 is the number one hit music station on the Playhouse in the Morning. So at 7:10 this morning, we did get to give away a beautiful designer handbag, a Coach bag, to Leah Johnson. She got to pick her purse. Your next shot is at 12:10 today and pick your purse. But what's a purse without money inside? The Playhouse becomes the Payhouse. Your next shot at up to $1,000. At 8:15 this morning, if you've been following along with our game board online at Y94.com, where you can print out one of those if you want to. Lots going on the show today, in spite of the fact that we have some crummy weather ahead. So I want to grab these last couple of vents in the Playhouse vent line on this fine Monday. 237 hits. You can text 35270 as well. Rat, a lot of snow-related ones in there, but some other ones too.
I want to vent about the fact that I know I'm going to get to work and have nothing to do for most of the day, and then my reward is going to be driving on crappy roads to get home. Just let me stay home and do nothing instead of driving in to do nothing. Another vent, my husband putting in banana bread in the toaster to toast it and me having to clean the inside of it when I want to make toast because there's crusty banana bread on the inside.
Weird.
When you see parents driving around and their kids aren't wearing seatbelts, how do you not put seatbelts on your kids? And the one I thoroughly enjoy, when my wife says good like it's a threat. Like, for instance, my wife, did you take the dog for a walk? Me, yes. Her, good. Shouldn't you be happy about it, not making it sound like you want to kill me?
Okay. Yeah. I like some of these vent texts because I can, like, imagine the household they happened in. Like the banana bread one.
That's
here you
so
got a guy.
Weird.
He just wants a snack. He gets his little slice of banana bread. He's like, this would be good warm.
In the microwave.
And he looks at the toaster. He looks at his banana bread and he goes, perfect fit. He puts it in there. It pops up, kind of. He has to use a fork a little bit. He gets it out of there.
Which is super smart.
Yeah, good idea as well.
He unplugged it first, I'm sure. I'm not sure that's any better. So he gets his, he pries it out of there, about nearly electrocutes himself, but he enjoys his pile of warm banana-flavored crumbs. He's a happy guy. He's on top of the world. I just had warm banana bread. He's loving life. Things are good for this guy. And then, fast forward to like the next morning. It's Sunday morning. She wants toast to start out her Sunday. She maybe just got some eggs or something, maybe some flapjacks, pancakes. She really wants to have some toast. She goes there and it's just like crusted over with burnt banana crumbs. And the death stare he received.
I just want a banana bread. I want a banana bread.
Use the microwave.
It goes like this. She goes, did you enjoy your banana bread?
Yeah.
Good.
And then she doesn't get her toast. And he's buying a new toaster Sunday afternoon at Macy's or Target or whatever the case might be. Your vent today.
I have so many things to vent about. Mm. First of all, drivers. I hate slow drivers who either go 50 to 55. If you can't go 60 or 63, get off the road so I can take charge. Or I hate when someone pulls out in front of you when you're clearly right there and you're going 60 miles an hour. They pull out in front of you and they turn. Yeah. And they turn slow. Or don't get over on the other side of the road so you can go. And, guys, oh, my God, make up your freaking mind about what you want in a girl. You keep changing your mind from one opinion to another, and you kind of get yourself every time you do it. So make up your freaking mind already.
Bad drivers and men. Men.
There's a lot going on right there.
This concludes a reoccurring segment on the show called... Men.
Men.
This one's been coming up a lot lately.
Uh-huh.
Apparently one of the favorite new segments on the show.
Winter just needs to be over.
Men, winter snow. Here's the thing about driving vents, and I've kind of noticed this as we've done the vent line now for some time. Generally speaking, I think we hate everyone that drives differently than we do. And in some cases, we even hate those people if they're in our way. I think we just really don't like anyone else on the road that impedes where we want to be. If we could all just have the road entirely to ourselves, I think we as a people would be happier, but it just isn't possible. I think you just hate everyone else driving with you. Everyone. Maybe a final run of the text event.
Let's see. That person who comments on their own Facebook status like 8 times, but no one else has commented on there. Somebody else says, people who post about shows right away on Facebook and Twitter. I haven't watched Walking Dead yet, and I don't need it to be ruined by you. I also thoroughly enjoy it. My work internet sucks. All I want to do is watch a video, and it takes 10 times as long because it's constantly buffering. So my vent is basically buffering.
When there's a show that I want to watch and I know that there's going to be comments on Facebook, I just don't even go on there. Like this evening... I don't want to watch commercials. So I'm probably going to start watching How I Met Your Mother like a half hour. Because it's an hour long tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like a half hour after it started. But I can't go on Facebook because I don't want to know anything. Because I don't want anyone to ruin me saying goodbye to my best friends. Season finale. Series finale tonight.
15 minutes in. 15 minutes in is perfect timing because then you can fast forward through commercials but end right on time.
That's true. I don't want to know anything that anyone else knows while I'm saying goodbye to my friends while drinking a glass of wine and spooning in Ben and Jerry's. I don't want to say goodbye to my best friends. Are you upset about it too?
I'm excited, but yet I don't want it to end. But yet this has been the longest season yet.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know. I'm torn.
Robin Thicke here in a couple of minutes, your news and Y90 forecast. And at 8:15 this morning, your next shot is some free money with the Payhouse.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I love it!
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.